This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot on our plate to discuss today. I spent the first hour talking about Gabby Petito. She's dead. So the existential threat we have of young white girls dying is over, at least temporarily, until we get the next Democrat crisis that needs a story like Gabby Petito to take it out, all this other stuff off the top of the headline. Because let's face it, whenever a young, obscure white chick that nobody's ever heard of dies, we all must be alerted. It's an Amber Alert for the nation. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Making sense of the senseless. That means the Democrats, the leftists, the plutopians, whatever they want to call themselves, the progressives. They're so progressive that the media cycle decided that we needed to have a story about a white chick whose fiancé killed her. I mean, more than likely. Or was it a cop? In this case, Here's a bit of irony. It wasn't a black perp. You would think we could, if we're going to celebrate something, how about we celebrate the non-diversity of Gabby Petito probably being killed by the dude she was dating, and it wasn't a brother. There's something to celebrate. Woohoo! Way to go, America. Way to go, black people. Let that white girl live. Let a white dude kill her. Let's get that monkey off our back. Did he just say monkey? While referencing black people, what kind of radio show is this? That Kevin Jackson is a scoundrel. Yeah, anyway, football season is back. That'll also help with the headlines a little bit while Joe Biden bicycles. Hey, Joe Biden went for a bicycle ride. Really? How cool is that? That's great. Joey Demento still knows how to ride a bike. There's certain things you don't forget just because you get brain damage. Things you did as a child. When my uncle was dying, and I went to go visit him, and my cousin and my brother said, Kev, you got to go see Uncle Burrow. He's dying. He's got Alzheimer's. And I didn't know. I mean, I'd heard about it, but I didn't know what it was like until he asked me the same questions four times in about a 45-minute period, and then I got it. But here's what I didn't know. He remembered things that he did as a child like it was yesterday. That's where Joe Biden. I know how to ride a bike when I was 5 years old. They're like, come on, little Joey. Come on, you can get on. Okay, I got it. I got it. I'm on the bike. Hey, Mr. President, what about Macron? He's like, Macron, what? What is Macron? My Chrome? If you wonder why I treat Joe Biden like an idiot, it's because he is one. He ain't president of the United States. Is he your president? He's not mine. NFL's back, baby. I'm just as excited as I was last year and the last decade, which means I didn't watch a single game. Saw a couple of scores come up. I heard the Cowboys won in overtime and, you know, Seattle lost in overtime, or I don't know. Maybe the Cowboys didn't win in overtime, but Seattle lost in overtime. Don't know to whom. I don't know who the best teams are. I know that Tom Brady is still a stud, and he, what is he, like 85, and he's still playing, still dominating. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I would make an exception to watch Tom Brady, because Tom Brady was a Trump supporter, and then Tom Brady is a conservative stud who dates supermodels. Yeah, that's my kind of dude right there. That's my Negro right there, boy. Shoot. They said, here's what they wrote. The NFL assumed its customary place head, shoulders, and other body parts above everything else on TV with its opening weekend. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm never going to forget what Kaepernick did to the NFL. I hope you do the same. So they're charged up. The 7 broadcast windows from Thursday to Monday averaged 17.4 million viewers across linear and digital platforms, a 7% increase over last year. the season opening game on NBC Thursday night, and a Monday Night Football megacast on ABC and three ESPN channels both scored big year-to-year gains, while the Sunday windows were more mixed. And then they go on to talk about it. Now, I'm not, if I were the NFL, I wouldn't get too excited just yet, because here's what they said. Sunday early games drew, and they gave the numbers. And then they said there was a 7% decline from last year when the two networks averaged 13.56 million. So it's down. They averaged 12.56 million the year before, 13.56. So if I was the NFL, I wouldn't just get too excited about what's going on. And there are going to be people like me who remember it and still don't watch it. And by the way, these are fudge numbers. They're fudge. They're just as fudged as Joe Biden's popularity numbers. You want to know why they're fudged? You go to a bar. They got it. What's at a sports bar? Those are the sports. And so they average the number of people in the bar. And they say, this many viewers. They don't know. Those numbers are pulled betwixt somebody's buttocks for the most part. Nielsen says, well, this is how many patrons we think were at sports bars across the country, blah, blah, blah. And let's all raise our fist to Colin Kaepernick. Hey, don't worry. Democrats are going to do something stupid, and you're going to remember why you quit watching. Just for the record, I hate to say this because it's true, though. I watch college football. Oh, you know what? It wasn't. I was watching pro football. I was at a restaurant, and they had the game on, and it was everywhere. You had to watch it. I mean, or do nothing. So I was watching it, and I watched two plays, and I said to myself, I'm bored. I'm bored. They had soccer highlights, and I'm telling you, I was more, and I would love to see, you know what a show I'd like to see? Now that I keep, bringing it up. I'd like to see a show with nothing but the best soccer highlights. I would watch that show religiously. Have you seen these guys and what they can do with that ball? It is absolutely amazing. I'd watch that religiously. But I watch football, and the running back runs into the line, and he, it's over. Now, I watched NFL, they were showing a highlight or something. I don't watch it, I'm telling you. But it came up on some show. And when they show a guy breaking a run, it's fun to watch. But it doesn't happen enough. I was bored watching football. I was an avid football fan, just to put it in perspective. And I was bored. Anyway, there's lots of things that are indicators that things aren't going to go the way the leftists want them to go, outside of the fact that Joey Demento's an idiot. We'll be back to talk more about it. Keep it in.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A Missouri police chief and all of his officers tendered their resignation, citing reasons from the pay rate to not having the proper tools to do the job, leaving local leaders scrambling to fill the positions as many departments already struggle to stay staffed during the anti-police climate that swept the nation. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to BleedingBlueMovie.com. Go watch that movie. You want to be entertained? Are you missing cop shows? Go watch BleedingBlueMovie.com. Tell me your thoughts about it. You got to pay for it, but hey, I couldn't make it for free. But check it out. It'll enlighten you as to what's going on in the politics of policing in America in ways. And it's entertaining. My partner, Kevin Sorbo, Kenny Latimer, partners. Kevin does voiceover on it. But it's mind-blowing. It's got a good story, a good arc, is what we say in the movie business. But anyway, this police department left. Stone County Sheriff Doug Rader said it will be a struggle to fill the police department back up with qualified officers, but hopefully they can start working on that soon and get it accomplished. Kimberling City Police Department. Rader's comments come after the Kimberling City Police Chief Craig Alexander put in his notice just about a month ago and accepted another position. And The town's mayor said he wanted a change and to do better, to better himself. Defund the police. It's out there. It's pervasive. And you know what's happening everywhere they want to do it? Backfire. Alexander wasn't alone, they said. He was joined by three other officers and a sergeant. They said the resignations include there not being a police clerk to assist the department, not having qualified officers in the department, the pay rate, and new opportunities. And also, let me help them. The way police are treated. You know what I wish? And I don't wish any bad things to happen on anybody. I don't want that karma out there for myself. But you know what I wish that we could do without it having a negative impact? I mean, how can you wish that when you know where it's going, right? But I wish all the police would say, we're done. We talk about teacher strikes all the time. Teachers didn't have to teach for a year plus. Still aren't teaching in many places. Don't want kids to come back to school. Can you imagine for one second if the police took that approach? I in the first hour I gave you this. Get this. Normally I'm talking about Chicago. I'm going to give you a comparison right now between St. Louis, population 318,000, Chicago, population 2 million. Six people died, 10 wounded in shootings in St. Louis over the weekend. That wasn't even the final tally, by the way. In Chicago, six people died, 37 wounded. It's got six times the population of St. Louis, and they had the same number of murders. And St. Louis had a 37.5% kill rate. Chicago had a 14% kill rate. You get what I'm telling you? Dangerous. I talked about it in the first hour, but it's worth repeating. Two women, this was at 1:35 a.m., probably getting their party on. Two women in their 30s were killed. A 42-year-old was wounded. 6 hours later, they found a man in his 30s fatally shot inside of his car. They were both shot in what are called the state streets. The last guy got shot on California. Here's another one. Saturday afternoon, 20-year-old woman got into a car accident with two men, got into an argument then before she heard shots, felt pain in her back. The shooting happened in on Alaska, another state street. Police say 40-year-old Sean Leachman of North City was shot in the Delmar area of St. Louis. A 31-year-old man was shot in the head, both taken to the hospital. Leachman later died. This is in the afternoon. This one was shot at 3 p.m. The other shot at 6:45 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. Saturday in the park. I think it was the 4th of July. Man, is that Chicago that did that song? People laughing, people drinking, a man selling ice cream. Isn't it something like that? I don't know the words. Playing the same old song. I guess somebody was playing something. Anyway, here's my point. Saturday afternoon, you're supposed to be chilling. Jelling like a felon. But no, not in St. Louis. Just before 9:45 p.m., a 36-year-old man shot a 33-year-old man during an argument at Ragazzi's in the Hill. Ragazzi's is an Italian restaurant in an area of St. Louis called the Hill, which is considered relatively safe. Victim taken to the hospital in critical but stable condition. The suspect fled. 11 p.m. on Saturday, 29-year-old man, 36-year-old man, and a 32-year-old woman was shot at Two of a Kind Bar on Natural Bridge. For the record, don't go on Natural Bridge in St. Louis. Shot, but in stable condition. But the point is, there were people being shot and doing nothing. Argument. Hey, man, what? You bump me? Well, you going to buy me a beer? What's up with this? You know, good lady gets out of her car. It's because she's had a traffic accident. What could she say to you to make you want to shoot her? I'm just curious. What about Chicago? As of noon Sunday, Chicago PD had responded to 35 separate shooting incidents since 6:30 p.m. on Friday. And I like this. Like other major cities across the country grappling with a rising number of shootings this year, Chicago has deployed a series of strategies to tackle the problem, including a crackdown on illegal guns pouring into the city by targeting firearm straw buyers. Police have also stepped up enforcement in the areas that have seen spikes in shootings. Here's what I can tell you. They think it's the gun? I beg to differ. I bet if the Chicago City, Lori Lightfoot, brought in the National Guard, posted them in high crime areas, gave a directive to kill people, you can search people and make sure they aren't carrying weapons, gave a directive to end gang violence, etc., it would be over within 6 months. It would be there in time for Christmas. They're not going to do it. They're going to blame the gun. They're never going to blame these perps. They know who's doing this stuff. But you know what? I want you to remember, Gabby Petito is dead. Yes, that's right. The little white girl who nobody knew her name, she's dead. And so we don't need to concentrate on the cities killing, black folks in cities killing each other. Do I need to tell y'all who's dying here? Do I really need to tell you? Oh, I know white people get killed too. But in the majority of these things that I report on every weekend, because I want you to understand that this is a cyclic problem that is not going to go away until somebody decides to address it. The majority of those people killed are black folks. And you know the rest of the story. The majority of the time that the black folk is killed, it is by whom? Anybody want to take a guess out there in white America? Black folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News. Texas is asking the feds for help, Dan Araki explains.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked President Biden for a federal emergency declaration along the southern border to provide assistance with the surge of migrants in the Del Rio area. But the governor says that the White House has ignored him before on the border. He tells Fox News that his state is seeing the results of the immigration policies that President Biden ran on in 2020.
You know, I have not yet heard from the president during this his entire presidency concerning the border. The Biden administration refuses to even pretend as though there's a crisis. And there is chaos down there, especially in the Del Rio sector. And so the Democrats made clear, let's go back 1 year ago, back when the Democrats were sharing a debate stage. And you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke and others all talking about how they wanted to have open border policies in the United States. Americans probably had no idea it was going to lead to this level of chaos as you saw all those people streaming across the border.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I bring to you, America, good news. Black Spear in the Park with Kevin Jackson. I like big butts and I cannot lie. These other brothers can deny. But with a woman gets in your face with a little bitty waist, I get sprung.
Oh, my goodness. Good news. Good news. So I've already given you some good news. The NFL says, oh, we had a 7% increase in our viewership. Not exactly. In the games that were just like Thursday and Saturday or whatever they do. I forget. I don't even watch Monday, Thursday and Monday. Maybe. Sunday, not so good. Had a 7% decline. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want you to understand, if the left just told you the truth and said, hey, look, we know that Colin Kaepernick really pissed off a lot of Americans. And our capitulation to this mulatto thug who wanted a better contract for himself has led many of you to leave the game. Well, we would like to get you back. We also know that this was exacerbated by another mulatto by the name of Jussie Smollett, who accused many of you who used to watch our sport of being racist, who put a noose around his neck and bleached him. And even though we know he was a liar, nobody wants to admit it. That's why you're not watching. But we want you back. Because, see, we recognize that our sport is not about politics. It's about you enjoying something. It's a respite for you to get away from politics, in fact, something that we understand is now far too pervasive in your lives. And we want to bring you back and let you just support your team and go back to making this a mindless activity where you can just put on your reptilian brain and say, I'm from Arizona, I support the Cardinals, or I love the Dallas Cowboys because I grew up watching them, or whatever it may be. And you can just fixate on that. Eat your nachos, drink your beers, grab your buddies over. Look, I don't know about you. I haven't been to a football party. I mean, I want to make sure I'm saying this right, thinking about it, in decades. I mean, I had some people invite me up for the Super Bowl, and we watched the Super Bowl 2 years ago, was it? When San Francisco made it in honor of my Uncle Larry, but, you know, no party. And it was because my aunt, Melissa's aunt, who's a quadriplegic, was living with us, and it was her husband. So we made an homage. We made an exception. But I don't go to – if somebody says, Kev, we're going to have a football party, an NFL party on Sunday, I'm like, well, good, have fun. Let me know how it is after I get off the golf course. But you get my point, right? Football is suffering because it needs to suffer. And all these woke people, the woke actors and actresses, you know what's happening to them? They're suffering. All the companies that want to pretend to be woke, they're going to suffer. And let me tell you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you can make it happen. You vote with your money. And I'm going to tell you, look, I tell people this all the time. I don't want to tell you what to do with your money, but I promise you, if you do the right thing with it, you can change culture. And I'm going to go ahead and give a commercial for the FlickFest. We're working on our app. I should have a demo of it this week. When that app comes out and you can get it on your TV screen, you want to get the, I mean, you should get it anyway, because you can watch it on your PC, your tablet, or your phone. But when the app is developed, you're going to see some amazing things happen here. Hollywood is going through a rough, very rough patch. And because these leftists support everything that you hold near and dear, your freedom, your personal choice on whether you should get a vaccine, for example, the idea that they want you to believe that black people are being killed disproportionately by cops when nothing could be further from the truth. And they know the truth. They know the stats. They jack with the numbers. The same way they jack with Biden's numbers.
Oh, his approval rating is higher than Trump's at this period.
Says who?
Joe Biden. People love what he's doing for the country.
They give you poll numbers that are lies, poll numbers on. I saw a poll the other day that says 61% of people believe Trump did not have anything to do with January 6th. Of Republicans, 61% of Republicans. You believe that? 90-something percent of Republicans know Donald Trump had nothing to do with it. And, oh, for the record, 100% of them should know that he had nothing to do with it. But they want you, oh, 61%, we look at, oh, look, it's a plurality. 61% don't believe Trump had anything to do with it. 61%, my black buttocks, they know, well into the 90 percentile know that that was a Democrat stage nonsense. They got people locked up for this like they're a terrorist. Meanwhile, they're trying to release terrorists on the other side of this thing. This is the way the left behave. Disingenuous liars to their rotten core, and they want you to go for it. You got to toe the line, man. And so what have you done? You've rebelled on the NFL. You've rebelled on Major League Baseball. You've rebelled on basketball. I don't even know what the basketball season ended up. I can't even tell you who won or who lost. I do know this. It wasn't LeBron James, and it wasn't Stephen Curry. I think it was a new team, a team that had never won before. I can't remember who it is, and I don't care. If Alex Trebek, God, you know, if he were still alive, if he would ask me that question on Jeopardy, I'd say, Alex, will you please remove sports from all the questions, because I don't know any of it. I don't want to know it. My son was telling me there was some kid was wearing a jersey, and my son was like, oh yeah, so-and-so. And I looked at him like, who is that? He goes, oh dad, he's an amazing running back. I didn't know it. We got signs all over, folks, that say we're winning. I talked earlier, police departments quitting. Sheriffs are saying, we're not getting the poke. Nurses, doctors, we're not getting the poke. People are saying, we're quitting our jobs. If you try to mandate this, we'll quit our jobs. We have governors fighting back on our behalf. People like Ron DeSantis, who I will be with in a couple of months, in less than a month and a half, I will be with Ron, who might be the next president of the United States. I'd support him. But anyway, we've got people fighting back. You're fighting back. You're pushing back. Oh, you people taking that horse tranquilizer? Heck yeah. I wish I could sell ivermectin on the black market right now. I'd be rich. One of my friends called me up. He says, hey, Kev. He says, just in case, I want you to know, I have some ivermectin. And I was like, oh, cool. Thank you. Trying to save my life. Look, I've already been infected with the dreaded Wu flu. I fought the flu, and the flu didn't win. I fought the flu, and I won. I fought the flu, and the flu didn't win. The Wu flu. I kung flued the Wu flu, baby. Yeah, so I'm still alive and kicking. But I will tell you, it kicked my butt. Laura Loomer, one of my friends, Laura has Wu flu right now. She texts me over the weekend. She's like, Kev, how you doing, man? I said, good. I heard you got the woo flu. She says, yeah, I still have it. Yeah, girl, I love that girl. She's like a little daughter to me. Anyway, the point is, we got all these things happening that are backfiring on the left, and you just got to ride it out. You got to ride it out. And I'm going to give you the signs. I'm going to tell you. Every time it comes up, I will give you the signs. Arizona ballot count. That's up. College, we've learned, they're not closing the wealth gap. Education's taking a kick in the butt. CRT, critical race theory. Do you know what the girl who teaches, who's 16, 19, who just got a tenure at one of the black colleges or whatever? She says, I don't teach critical race theory. I teach black history. Okay, fine. Teach black history. I don't have a problem with that. But you know what? She's backing away from saying, I teach critical race theory. Is that good news for you or what? Good news all around, folks. And I want you to be aware of it. All these, I gave you football stats. Look, I'm about to go into the Emmys here because I don't think you watched it. But I want to give you some numbers because I want you to understand everything the left does pretty much backfires 69% of the time. I'm trying not to be facetious, but most of the time, anything dealing with leftist policy backfires. From the border to Afghanistan to this submarine thing where Joe Biden snaked the French out of that, to paying for hostages in Afghanistan, leaving our people behind, defund the police. Look, if the media were honest with you, they would be telling you right now, complete backfire. $15 minimum wage? How's that working out? They raise the minimum wage, people still don't want to work. I got friends who have jobs available, ready for people well above minimum wage. $22.75 an hour, one of my friends is paying people. He can't get people for jobs. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about the Emmys, and you got good news coming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Deliverer. Kevin, the Deliverer. Kevin, the Deliverer of what? The Deliverer of good news and good tidings and glad tidings for you conservative, God-fearing, Bible-thumping pro-Americanos. Yeah, is that what we call ourselves? Anyway, yeah, I've got good news for you. I've been giving it all day. All day. This entire show is dedicated to good news. It's not good news for everybody. It's not good news for Gabby Petito's family, who now knows she's officially dead. It's not good news for her. But the good news is they don't have to watch her be used as a pawn in the media cycle any longer. So there you go. Defund the police is dying if it's not dead already. It's DOA. It will be DOA soon enough. Afghanistan is still the albatross around Joe Biden's neck. He's now got this nuclear sub deal. He's got to deal with the optics of that. They're going to spin that as who knows what. I don't know. But while all that's going on, here's the good news. I mean, if you want to think of it this way, the Chinese and the Russians and mostly other parts of the world are still plotting against America. Why? Because they know we have a demented president. that the world is being run by not Joe Biden, a group of other people that get Joe Biden to be their mouthpiece. A pathological liar is the mouthpiece. Would you hire a pathological liar to be your mouthpiece? A known liar. Brian Williams, for example, still got a job. I mean, last time I checked, if you lied as big as Brian Williams, he would be divorced. His wife would be like, I can't believe the thing you say. This dress does make me look fat, doesn't it, Brian? Well, no, honey, it's a dress, and I wore that dress when I was serving in Afghanistan. Let's talk about the Emmys. Seth Rogen was the host.
Good to be here at the Emmy Awards, said Seth Rogen. Let me start by saying there's way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us. We're in a hermetically sealed tent right now. I would not have come to this. Why is there a roof?
He's so funny.
Like, these stars act as if they act like they practice this social distancing and all this stuff. They don't practice any of this. They do it in front of a camera, and that's it. This guy isn't following any protocols. And if he acts like he's afraid, he's a clown. He doesn't believe it. Because he'll do it in one sense, and then he won't do it in another. Trust me. I'm a doctor. Rogan just called out what viewers were thinking at home, the decider wrote. The venue wasn't a big theater like previous years. It was noticeably confined. And yeah, there was a tent. It's like the celebrity version of outdoor restaurant seating. That's just another room, but flimsier. That's what this decider.com wrote about the incident. You want to know why it wasn't a big theater? Because they can't get enough people to show up. And it isn't just, oh, it's the party. Kevin, everybody's afraid of COVID. No, it isn't. Though these white folks would get out and dress up because they want to be seen. They would do it if it was an Ebola outbreak. But they can't get anybody to show up. People are broke. They're not working in Hollywood. Rogan went on, it's more important that we have three chandeliers and we make sure we don't kill Eugene Levy tonight. That is what has been decided. This is insane. I went from wiping my groceries to having Paul Bettany sneeze in my face. So that's a big week. Those are the jokes? I guess I'm so out of it, I don't even know who Paul Bettany is. I do know who Eugene Levy is because I love his acting. But those are the jokes, folks. It's so funny. They said the show did repeatedly make sure that viewers at home were aware of their COVID protocols. And multiple winners referenced being vaccinated. Host Cedric the Entertainer mentioned being vaccinated in his monologue, saying that he got the Pfizer vaccine, the Neiman Marcus of vaccines. They said, still, audiences have been trained over the last year to clock any indoor ceremony and immediately start to wonder what's up. It turns out that when it comes to worrying about the still lingering pandemic, get vaccinated, people. That's what they wrote. Celebrities, or at least Seth Rogen, are just like us. Yep. So that was the Emmys. I don't know who won anything. I don't know who got best picture, who got best wardrobe, nothing. I didn't watch it. I don't watch Seth Rogen movies anymore. Cedric the Entertainer, did you ever watch anything he ever did? Yeah, okay, I did years ago. I ain't gonna lie. I watched Martin and a couple of other things he was in. But let's talk about the ratings now, because this is the good news for us. The record low ratings for last year's Emmys turned out to be the canary in the coal mine for steep across-the-board drops in award show viewing. The alarm for an unwelcome wake-up call. Yet if hope springs eternal that those shows can at least partially rebound, challenges associated with the pandemic and shift to streaming only heighten problems already plaguing TV's highest honor and awards in general. What they're telling you, people, is this. This is as good as it gets to win an Emmy. And we can't get people to pay attention. They think it's the pandemic. Yeah. They think it's because Donald Trump, you know, did something. He's a bad guy. I'm being honest with you. That these are the things that have been talked about. What they don't understand is it's them, or I should say it is they, if I'm using the right English, and I shall. So anyway, they go on. This was before the Emmys aired. The 73rd edition of the Nighttime Emmys will air Sunday after drawing a record low 6.1 million viewers last year, despite what most agreed was an impressively resourceful virtual ceremony. While there was some modest hand-wringing over the numbers, in hindsight, it served as a warning of the 50-plus percent rating swoon by Golden Globes, Grammys, and Oscars that followed. Congratulate yourselves again, people. The pandemic and going virtual surely played a role in that. The dour state of the world not only made Hollywood backpatting appear even more inconsequential, but robbed the events of the red carpet glamour and who wore it best fashion debates that elevate these shows beyond just who wins or who doesn't. See, it's a big fashion show. They want you talking about everything but the art. The art is in everything leading up to it. All the paparazzi. Oh, look who, what is she with? She's wearing a Dior. She's wearing a Gucci. She's wearing a Prada. This, that, and the other. They pick it apart. Oh, those jewels were designed by so-and-so. They're fed all this nonsense. And you know what it points to? All the overindulgence and the self-indulgence of these Hollywood pukes as their art suffers. How many Fast and Frickin' Furiouses can you make and can you see? How many Marvel comic superhero movies are you going to force-feed America? I could go on. You wonder why the Flick Fest, I'm going to tell you, as God is my witness, and I do believe he has given divine providence over this. The Flick Fest that we started that says, you know what? You don't know any of our actors and actresses. You're going to watch good films. There's a promo on it right now with our partner, Gold Movie Awards. We loaded 80 new films in the last week, so you guys can judge them, because the 23rd is going to be the big award ceremony. But we have loaded films. We're going to be loading multiple films every single month that you haven't seen. Actors that aren't going to get on TV and thank, you know, global warming, you know, or not thank them, but you know what I'm saying. I can't think of something. But they're not going to go, it's global warming. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio finally wins his award. And once he gets up there, he doesn't say, you know what, guys? I really felt like I deserved this for years, but finally to get recognition is great. No, it's global climate change, man. Wow. Really, that's your moment in the sun, and that's what you want to talk about? He can't get enough attention elsewhere, so he decides to do it there. And what did they do with this one? It was all about getting the shot, man. Get the shot. Get the shot, everybody. Get the shot. I mean, rap songs and all kinds of stuff. Can you turn on anything without them bombarding you about getting the shot? They go on. Even before coronavirus, award show ratings have declined. Part of that has to do with the challenges of an industry in transition. One evolving from a broad appeal of TV's earlier days to siloed off-viewing by a splintered audience choosing its own pay-to-view menu. Sorry. That's where we are. Pay-to-view menu. Look, I've sounded this alarm with social media. I said, get off of Facebook and Twitter and come over to Tea Party Community. Nobody did, but they went to Parlay. And you know what happened at Parlay? They crashed and burned. I built a beautiful community that did work. Nobody came. Don't do this with the Flick Fest. Go be a part. You're teaching Hollywood a lesson.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.